Sunday night and the day 2-8, I was straight my wife's boat.
So it's actually misused, actually, this hat of Amir Lachlan. People think it's a hat of everything. Someone told me a while ago, he was at a Simcha, someone in Austin, Antwerp actually told me he was at a Simcha, and I said there was a problem with something, a hot plate or something, so they asked the Rav who was there. The Rav said he's not allowed any goy to do anything. He said people what? And he's not allowing any goy to do anything with the heating, to set the hot plate on any nothing, because he says he feels that it's so mezuzal, this handling of Amir Lachlan. People have misused it, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. So he feels they should clamp down on the Maisa Asa, anything to do with the non-Jew. It's an interesting Kiddush, but it's definitely true what he's saying. It's very, very misused. You know, people ask non-Jews to do everything for them on Shabbos. The Maisa is a serious problem. Amir Lachlan has all made a very serious Issa of Amir Lachlan on Shabbos. Let's just start from the beginning here. See what's the best place to start. So Chazal basically don't allow a person to ask a non-Jew to do any malacha, even Issad Rabbanon, for you on Shabbos. But you can't ask a non-Jew anything for you on Shabbos. What does that mean, for example? Can't ask to put a light on. Can't ask a non-Jew, you put a light on. It's very dark in the room here. Can you put a light on for me? Can't do that. Even Issad Rabbanon, for example, can you carry him in the street, which is a rabbinical Issa? You take something across to a neighbor. You can't ask to do that. You're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do any of these things for you on Shabbos. Sorry? Yeah, so we see about that. If you can make it a tax on the goy, it's not so simple, actually. Yeah, but if you can make it, if the goy gains out of it, sometimes better. Not always, but sometimes it makes it better, yeah. I don't know if that's a good answer. I don't know if that helps always. Though. You're saying, if the goy gains out of it, well, she promised the goy a glass of whiskey, he brings it. I said, but that's not so posh, it helps. Oh, see what I mean? Yeah, that's true. That's really much better. But I'm saying the Maestro's a bit shy about this. If you tell the goy, the Mosh people got stuck in the hotel room. It's also very problematic sometimes. People, you can't get into your hotel room. These modern hotels, the Mosh, they've got these magnetic strips or whatever it is to open to get in. So the shy is stuck in, I can't get into your hotel room. So someone's making eyes. We'll have to see about this, Mr. Sam. To get the goy to open the door for you and tell him that inside there's some whiskey. And have a glass of whiskey if he gets in. So it's an interesting idea there. So he's doing it for himself. Well, that's to know, because if you do this, you away with the whole Amir Lachlan. So you have to know when you say it and when you don't say it. But it's an interesting point. It makes no difference whether the goy gets paid for or not. Doesn't get paid for it. He's doing it free for you. Makes no difference, actually. However it's being done, there's a problem. A non-Jew cannot do anything for you on Shabbos. There are certain cases where Chazal allowed it, which we're going to speak about later, but generally the way to start this is that is an outright ban on Amir Lachlan. A person may not ask a non-Jew any Issa for you on Shabbos. This Issa applies quite across the board, actually. It's not only like a Shabbos. The Gemara says it works by the Moshe, for example. Any Issa, can you ask a non-Jew to muzzle your cow? Your animal. There's an Issa for you to muzzle an animal on Shabbos, during a weekday. Then do it with Shabbos. You mustn't. Yeah, why is muzzle? That means the animal's ploughing in a field, and you want to muzzle the animal while it's ploughing the field. It's an Issa in the Torah, like Sasso and Shobadisha. You mustn't block or muzzle it while it's working. Can you get a non-Jew to do it for you? Sorry? Nothing to do with Shabbos. It's a different Issa. The Gemara said nothing to do with Shabbos, actually. Sasso and Shobadisha has nothing to do with Shabbos. It's a separate Issa. You can't. Amir Lachlan doesn't only apply to Shabbos, actually. Amir Lachlan is across the board. Any Issa that you can't do with a Moshe, I don't know what. A Moshe of Cyrus, to go straight as an animal, you can't ask a non-Jew to do for you either. All these things that you can't do, you can't ask a non-Jew to do. Right, so here we're talking about the Gabbai Hilchos Shabbos, and we're saying that a non-Jew cannot do something that you may not do on Shabbos. There's an interesting shayla, which we'll hopefully we'll touch on. And that means there's certain things that are us on Shabbos because of a tzitzis. That means, for example, a good example is the Moshe washing up on Shabbos afternoon for Sunday. But really, there's no issa what you're doing. Why are you doing? Why is it? It's you're being matriach, you're bothering yourself for something for not for today. But you're not doing a malocha. There's no malocha being done. You're not doing, yeah, it's an issa of tircha. Does that apply to a non-Jew? Well, you could say Chazal made an issa of tircha on you. You mustn't bother yourself on Shabbos unnecessarily. But a goy's got no problem with tircha on Shabbos. There's no issa for a goy to work on Shabbos. That's also an issue question. That's also not serious. I mean, it makes a lot of practical difference, actually. Yeah, someone's got a waiter at home. Can a waiter wash up all your dishes on Shabbos afternoon for Sunday? Sorry? Oh, the simple's finished, the master. The simple's finished. Can the waiter wash everything out? Sorry? That's not I'm talking about, you know, you don't need him. No problem at all. But the Maisa, you know what? Seriously, the Issa is Rabbanu Achona. But there's a big shine in the Poskim. Did they make an Issa? Normally, all Yisroel are also. Whatever you can't avoid. But here, where the Maisa, the Issa is not an Issa. It's only an Issa of Tircha. It's not a Melochetic Tircha. Because when someone carries in the streets, in a private street, the Moshe Karmelis or whatever it is, and he's doing an Issa Rabbanu carry. That Chazal didn't allow you to do. You can't avoid to do it. But here, the shining is, where there's no Issa, the only Issa is of Tircha, bother, did Chazal make the Issa of Tircha on the Goy as well? Which would help a lot of things if it was allowed. The Maaseh B'Shavuah is Machmir in this case, actually. B'Shavuah doesn't hold on, should not do it. And therefore, one hasn't got this Heter. Don't know what you can do, but that's not so simple. Why is it also? Why did Chazal Asa Amir al-Akum? What was the reason why they forbade it? So it's very interesting, actually, to give a few reasons. We show you, say, a few reasons and the practical differences that come out of these reasons. The first reason is the Rambam. The Rambam's Loshen is the Rambam's Loshen in Hilchas Shabbos is Per Avov Halacha Aleph. G'day, very interesting swallow the Rambam actually. Why is it Oster to ask a non-Jew to do work for you on Shabbos? G'day, Shleitiyeh Shabbos Kalabeinech. It shouldn't become light in your eyes, the Issa of Shabbos. For Yovoy Las is Ba'atzmacho, and you will come and do it yourself. Amazing G'day is actually. Means once a person sees that you can do things on Shabbos, once you can ask a kohen to put a light on for you on Shabbos, says the Rambam, we're worried that if you allow him to do that, it could be, it'll come very weak by you, the Issa of Shabbos. And because of that, you might come and put a light on Shabbos. So the Rambam learns that's why it's also because it's a gezeira that if we allow you to ask a non-Jew to do work for you on Shabbos, there's a big danger that it might spin off, that will weaken with you the effect of Issa Shmira Shabbos. That's, you get affected by what you see. The Maya say it affects you. You see that a goy can do it for you. So you think, what's the difference? A goy doing me doing it? It's not so bad, Issa. So Rambam says, because of that, you can't do it. Very interesting. That's reason number one. Reason number two is Rakin Avodah Zara, also a very interesting reason. And that is Rashi Chiddush, actually. Rashi says, there's an Issa of a Dabe Dova. On Shabbos, a person mustn't speak about doing something wrong. That means a person mustn't say, for example, on Shabbos, tomorrow on Sunday I'm going back home, I'm driving my car to London. And you're speaking on Shabbos, you're not doing it on Shabbos, but you're speaking about on Shabbos doing something you mustn't do. Who have been, says Rashi, on Shabbos, if you ask a goy to put a light on for you on Shabbos, you're speaking a dov also, something you can't do. So by you asking a goy to do that, you're doing this ist of a dov. How many people think? You're speaking about something that you can't do. So because of that, Rashi says, that's why it's awesome. So again, reason number one, you see the difference between these reasons, very interesting what the difference is. So reason number one is, Shleite Kalabeinecha, it shouldn't be light in your eyes. That means what it should be light. If we allow you to do Amir al-Akum to a non-Jew, then the Rambam says it's very possible you might forget yourself in Surim, and you might come and do the same thing yourself. Interesting. That's one reason, the Rambam. Rashi in Avodah Zorah says the Issa is with Dabe Dova, that you mustn't speak about things that are us to do on Shabbos. So if you tell a non-Jew, can you put a light on me on Shabbos, you're speaking about Dova also. You can't put a light on Shabbos. So you can't tell a non-Jew to put a light on Shabbos. Interesting sorrow. And then you got another reason. Rashi in Shabbos, from Gimel, says a different reason, very interesting reason. What's the other reason like this? That even though Min HaTorah there's no shtikas to a goy can't be a shliach of mine. I can make another yid a shliach of mine, I can't make a goy a shliach. But Midrabonon, there's a chumra that he looks like your shliach. So the third reason is, says Rashi, that you can't ask a non-Jew to melach of your shliach, it looks like you're doing it. Since Midrabonon, shlucha shlonik moise, even the chumra works by a goy, it looks like he's your messenger, and therefore he can't do it. Again, the three reasons. Reason number one is, Lote Kalabe Necha should become light. You can easily make a mistake. If you can let a non-Jew do it, you might come make it yourself. One is the Dabe Dova, that you're speaking about doing something forbidden on Shabbos. And the third reason is it looks like he's your shliach. Now, boys, a tricky question is, anyone, we have paskin all three reasons. Any one of these reasons is valid. Can anyone tell me a practical difference where you can have a case where you've got one of these reasons, not all three reasons? Very good. If a person were to ask a non-Jew, for example, let's say, for example, you tell a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos, do me a favor, George, can you come into my house on Shabbos and put the light on? What have you done wrong there? According to the reason, okay, yes, Lodin there, he's doing it on Shabbos, maybe. For Dabbat Dovah's no problem. You haven't done the Dabbat Dovah, you've just spoken nothing on Shabbos. So you don't, you haven't done that problem. But as Mechzik Shluchai, he looks like your messenger, so it won't be a problem. Who are doing the other way around? Can you ask a non-Jew on Shabbos to do something on Sunday? Say, John, you meet the lawman, you meet the John the gardener on the street on Shabbos, and you say to him, John, do me a favor, can you come and do my grass on Monday? Again, now what's the issa there? So, the issa, loite kalabay necha, I'm not sure if that's true, because you haven't done anything on Shabbos. But dabe dobel you've done. You've spoken about something you mustn't do on Shabbos. And mechzik ha-shluchay rechon is not there. There's no mechzik ha-shluchay there, because he's not doing anything on Shabbos. So each of these reasons are problematic. That's why it's very problematic. All these cases are problematic. Therefore, you cannot ask a non-Jew before Shabbos to do something for you on Shabbos. You can't set up with him before Shabbos to come and do something for you on Shabbos. You don't speak to him on Shabbos at all. You tell the postman, for example, on Friday, look, I'm expecting an important letter tomorrow. Can I ask you a favor? You say to him on Friday, can you tear the letter open for me on Shabbos? You've done nothing on Shabbos itself. But you've got a reason it looks like it's your Shabbos. On Shabbos, when he comes and tears it open, he's doing it for you, it looks like he's your share, that's why it's a problem. So any of these reasons by itself is enough. And again, who had to ask that you're on Shabbos itself to tell him to do something during a week is also forbidden. Because all these things are, are problematic. Actually, I don't understand how this works, actually. What about, can you tell a goy to do a melacha for himself? That means, for example, can you tell a non-Jew, you know, you should mow your lawn, really, I tell you, because it's very, your grass is very, very long. Why is it not? Yeah. I can't understand why. I also have this kasha. Why? I don't know why it's not with David Dover. But my supposed to take smutter. You could tell a non-Jew to do melacha for himself.
He's not a Jew.
He's not a Jew.
And
every
the definition of
David. No, you must speak about anything which you can't do on Shabbos.
Things you're not allowed to do.
Yeah, but I suppose it's talking about things that are relevant to you.
Well, it's you.
Yes, yeah, maybe it's through you.
You ask him to do a melacha which is not going to tell any hanor for you.
Like what?
No, you don't. No, there is a gate for that. There is a gate.
Can you
ask a
good
melacha for you?
Yeah, it comes like that.
Because
you're not intending any melacha for you. That's the one I'll take. Yeah.
Is that
how it goes? You have to do it
easy.
You can't ask them straight out. Really? Yeah. Of course, switch a light off. You can't tell an orange, you can switch a light off for me.
I had a case. I need my hot water to go on from which to shut. From which to go on. Putting the water on, hot water on Shabbos, but I didn't need the water until after Shabbos.
No, you want him to put the boiler on. You want him to switch the hot water on.
My hot water, put water in my kettle.
Put water in your kettle?
Yeah.
And when's he heating up? Now, on Shabbos.
I don't need it till after Shabbos.
Yeah. And you only need it for Yom Tov.
Yes.
But you want to ask him on Shabbos to do it?
Yes. Can you tell him on Shabbos?
How can you tell him on Shabbos? How can you do that?
You told him on Shabbos to...
To put water in on Shabbos for later.
Just put water.
No, but he's got water. Water being heated up, he's doing a nice bissel. He's doing bissel. The water was on, he put cold water in.
When it was on, the
urn was on, and it was running out of water. Right. So he wanted water for later.
Are you talking when it was on?
It was on.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you can't put
cold.
No way.
That's okay. This time. Friday. Maybe Eitzav Shin is better.
No. Friday, you
should
do it yourself.
Yeah, you do it yourself. How can I die? You got to do that. I tell you, No, it's interesting. The master, you can ask. I don't know if you're right. Yesterday, with David Dover, I must say it's interesting because I always wondered about this. It sounds like a guy stops you on the street and he says to you, can you tell me directions how to get to Tesco from here? On Shabbos, obviously. If you touch it on Sunday, no problem. But he asks you on Shabbos, how do I get to Tesco?
Yeah,
can you tell him to drive that way? The chayyus is no issa. According to what we're saying now, there's no issa. Because the issa is only when he's doing something for you. The goy is doing something for himself. No problem. The only problem the apostle says is if he's using your cane. That means if the goy next door to you has got your lawnmower, then you can't tell him it's a good idea. You know, you should mow your grass. It's a good idea to mow the grass. It's a bit long. That you shouldn't do. I must say, someone told me many years ago, Lechav, who was very close to Shlomo Zalman, he said, when he asked Shlomo Zalman, he said, what happens in those next soil? It can happen here as well, actually. It's happened here. If someone who's not from stops the car on Shabbos, rolls his window down, he says to you, excuse me, sir, but how do I get to such a place? Good question.
Yeah.
What do you do? A Jewish guy. He's driving his car on Shabbos. Unfortunately, he's not learned, doesn't know the Issa. What do you do?
Well, he could walk.
He's in the car, my friend. He's in his car.
It's his choice to drive.
But you'll be a marshal if you know he's going to drive the car. He's in the car driving. He stops his nice Mercedes outside of you. He says, man, I'm not. Tell me, how do I get.
It's the same thing
you
inviting him for Friday night.
Yeah, because you're not sure he's going to come, but he's not going to stop his car in the middle of the road.
He's going to do it anyway, and he's going to go for longer.
Oh, so the shy is too shy of him. One is, if you don't tell him where to go, he's going to be driving longer. Which makes it that you do him every time he puts his foot on that pedal, the mice are doing it on this. On the other hand, are you supposed to help him do anything? So he told me, Rosh Hashanah Zalman said a very interesting answer to him. I must say, you need a lot of guts to say this, actually. He said, Rosh Hashanah Zalman told him, you should tell the guy, you have to go straight up on the left. I'm telling you the quickest way to go there, because you know you're doing a Chilul Shabbos, and I want to minimize what you're doing. You need a lot of guts for that. But he said you should tell him the shortest way to get there, and tell him that you have to minimize the Chilul Shabbos. Yeah, it's very hard situations, isn't it? It's happened here as well, and it can happen in England as well. You can have someone ask you a question. But the best way is to, it looks like from what you're saying, is that you should tell him where to go. It's better than not to let him blunge around, otherwise it's going to take him a lot longer.
Where's the lift?
What?
Where's the lift?
No. Someone asks you where the lift is. Okay, the lift is much less of a problem, because the lift, someone else might push a button when you get there. Yeah, I mean, you're going in a lift. I mean, it's not ideal, but the man said, what's the extra bit of weight in there? You have to know if that makes a difference. But this is a car. Driving a car is mummy. So every time you... Sorry? Same, it could be someone else might be on that floor there, might push the button, or it might be open anyway. You have to know, it's much less. Like a car is mummy's problematic. That's mummy's... Everything you're doing is the problem. That one has to know. There is some mummy with that actually.
Comfort,
have
you?
Sorry?
Comfort.
What's comfort? What's comfort within comfort?
We'll come.
We'll see what happens there when they attain it. You know what attainment is, but you have to know what's included. The Maisa, this Issa applies on Yom Tov as well. There's no Issa between Yom Tov as well, actually. It's the same problem applies on Yom Tov. You mustn't ask a Goy, something which you can't do on Yom Tov, you mustn't ask a Goy to do. And Chol HaMoed also. Anything which you can't do on Chol HaMoed yourself. Actually, I'm just doing a quick Kiddush before we finish that. I was interesting side there. Someone asked Holomoid, someone's car broke. So I was wondering if you're allowed to have it fixed on Holomoid. Can you have a car fixed on Holomoid? Now, generally, the rule is for Holomoid that any Meister Oman can't be done on Holomoid. Professional job cannot be done on Holomoid. So, it's actually a problem. The only hitter was maybe if the person has to rent a car, he has to hire a car. If he hasn't got this one, it's a Dover Horwood, then maybe you can ask an Andrew to do it. Clearly, it's actually worked. That's what I said. Okay, everybody, say.
Nice.
Right, I've done my really. Have you got a minute here?
You
don't mind,
really.
I've done
it, yeah. You done it?
Okay, it's fair.
Yeah.
I remember the case.